And Cabot Cooperative committed to family farming, the environment, and the tradition of making naturally aged Vermont cheddar cheese for five generations.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Prevena Medical Group. Prevena Medical Group physician Dr. Lenley Jackson, a U of I graduate, will be offering campus area residents a primary care option just steps from Krannert Center. Appointments available at his campus office at 217-328-2323.
And here with AM 580 News at 6:30, Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Champaign school officials hope to meet terms of the consent decree by adding new classrooms to two Northside Champaign grade schools. But the proposal relies on a lot of things, including cooperation from the Champaign Park District. That's because the school district is looking to expand the buildings onto adjacent Park District land. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
If voters approve a countywide school facility sales tax next month, the Champaign School District plans to go ahead with expansion plans that would convert Garden Hills and Booker T. Washington schools into magnet schools. But the two schools have little land to expand on, and school officials are hoping the Champaign Park District will let them use parts of the adjacent Garden Hills Park and Douglas Park. Superintendent Arthur Culver says they're still working on the plans and can't say how much parkland would be needed.
There are several different scenarios, and at this time, I don't think it's a good idea for us to go public with those, but we certainly want to make sure that we preserve as much green space as possible. That's the number one goal as we develop the layout on exactly where the school would be situated.
Culver spoke last night at an unusual joint meeting of the Champaign School Board, Park Board, and City Council. Afterwards, Park Board President Barb Kuhl said they were interested in working with Unit 4, especially if it produced facilities that both bodies could share. But she said conserving Park District green space was a top priority. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Peoria County State's Attorney's Office says no charges will be filed against State Representative Aaron Schock. The 27-year-old Peoria Republican was accused of misconduct from his time as a notary. In July, Schock's father testified in federal court that his son notarized papers with false dates while helping his parents set up tax shelters. On Monday, the state's attorney said it wasn't clear Schock's actions were knowing and willful or reckless and negligent. The office also says the statute of limitations expired. Schock is running against Democrat Colleen Callahan in the 8th Congressional District. Callahan had pushed for the investigation and says the results don't mean Schock is cleared of wrongdoing. A message left for Schock wasn't immediately returned. A candidate for Champaign County Board says he's wanting to see some development in the northwest corner of Champaign 2 years after an enterprise zone was established there. Democrat Eric Thorsland, a candidate in District 1, notes it's been 2 years since the zone was established in the Clearview development with no sign of luring business in.
I really don't know the answer why they haven't come, because Adkins certainly did a good job of promoting it when they wanted the enterprise zone. And why they stopped promoting it to get the business in there now is a mystery to me as well.
But the Adkins Group, the developer of the site, denies that charge. Director of Real Estate Mark Dixon says plans remain on target for not only medical facilities but retail and hotel space in 2009.
It took us 18 months to get utilities and all infrastructure in place at the subdivision. And, over $8 million of infrastructure has been installed there. So, you know, we have to have the foundation of the basin first before we can start with buildings and come out of the ground.
Dixon says even a mild recovery of the economy should be enough to bring in a number of businesses to the 240-acre site within the Clearview area by next year. He says the Adkins Group continues to communicate with the Carl Foundation, which has purchased 100 acres with no imminent plans. Christie Clinic has also sought plans to relocate to Northwest Champaign, despite being denied an initial request by the Health Facilities Planning Board. Urbana leaders want to improve people's first impressions of the city when they enter through a busy quarter. Thousands of cars use Cunningham Avenue every day, using a street that some consider unattractive, particularly with a number of empty buildings. That's why the city of Urbana hired a landscape architecture firm to give them ideas on improving the look of the major highway. Ryan Bro is the city's development specialist. He says the city can't do much about the vacant properties along Cunningham, but it can promote beautification.
Hopefully, doing all the improvements to the appearance of the corridor will set the stage, make it more desirable for people to invest. You know, it might be some impetus for people to invest in occupying some of those vacant properties or building new, maybe doing some redevelopment.
Bro says most of the work would take place along Cunningham Avenue city rights of way with streetlights, sidewalks, and benches. Our next report is at 7:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And the way you do that is by calling 217-244-9455 and making your contribution like the five who have called already this morning did. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us now. Ed, that means we only need 20 more calls in this half hour to keep on track to meet our $2,000 challenge.
Well, if we have five already, let's get five more before the weather is done.
Well, let's do that right now at 244-9455. If accurate, dependable weather information is of value to you, let us know with a, well, how about a dollar a week contribution, $52 at 244-9455. And, Ed, you got some rain in the forecast.
I do, but not for today. We're going to be dry here today, I think. There will be a few showers coming off of Lake Michigan, a little bit of lake effect, actually. So near Lake Michigan in northeastern Illinois and northwestern Indiana, there may be a few showers today, but that